Monday, time for StoryCorps Tampa Bay. Stories told by folks from here in the Bay Area when the National StoryCorps listening booth was in St. Petersburg for the month of January. It was 1955 when the U.S. Supreme Court struck down segregation laws that allowed cities like St. Petersburg to designate Spa Beach for whites only. It was 3 years after that ruling when Betty Hardin and seven of her friends decided to head to Spa Beach. Betty tells her cousin Gregory Porter that when she got in the car that day, she had no idea where they were heading.
My friend came by and asked if I wanted to go to the beach, and I said yes. We were in two cars. We drove down to the area, and it was when we were passing South Mole that I realized, well, we're not going to South Mole. Where are we going? And very soon, we arrived at Spa Beach. We all paid and came into the facility, began to swim at the beach there. And we really didn't notice that anyone was paying any attention to us until we came out of the water and we were sitting on the beach. And people began to gather around. Most of these people were newspaper reporters and photographers who were taking our pictures and asking us about our names and how we happened to come there. And it wasn't really until that point that I began to realize the significance of what we had done. The reaction by the city, basically, was to close the beach.
And so even though the suit had been filed 3 years prior, no one had taken that right to go to this beach. So that made you all the first to go there and, of course, brought a lot of attention to you. Did you receive any negative attention from your community as well as the white community?
The white community had some reactions. It was some of the young people in the community. They threatened to come to Jenny Hall, which had been determined to be an all-black pool. You know, they said, well, they're going to go over there and swim. Well, the group that was threatening to go never showed up. And I think that our community, it was mostly our parents and our neighbors, because we had given our names and addresses, the colleges that we attended. And one of the persons from my school had said, oh, you're going to be in trouble. You gave the name of the school. And some of the people in the community said, well, suppose, you know, people come over here and try to hurt us. So there was a little fear for a few days. It's interesting, you know, that we're talking about this now, because it wasn't until I became a member of the African American Heritage Project that I was reminded of this incident by one of the co-chairs who had been a writer for this Evening Independent, I think, during that time. In the course of one of these meetings, just asked me, are you the same Betty Hardin that integrated the beaches in St. Petersburg? And I said, well, yes, I am.
I wouldn't describe you as such, but would you describe yourself as a civil rights activist?
I wouldn't have described myself as an activist. But of course, the newspaper described us as outside agitators, and only to find that we were all from the same hometown here.
Betty Hardin still lives in St. Petersburg. South Mole Beach is now Demon's Landing, and what's left of Spa Beach sits on the approach to what's left of the St. Pete Pier. Today's interview was produced by Mark Hayes. You can hear our growing collection of stories at WUSF.org/StoryCorps.